Fort Ross. She bragged during her campaign, "I can see Russia from my house." Yet we've always been able to see Russia. Whether baby boomers growing up with air raid sirens during the Cold War, or through accusations of treason by our highest government officials for selling out to America's worst enemy. Fort Ross was built off a lonely shore of the Pacific by Russian trappers come to build a settlement, claim this portion of Alta California for the Tsar. While avoiding Spaniards at missions throughout the South and mine pristine waters for sea otters that swam in abundance along the coast all the way down through balmy Baja. Previously, trappers from Siberia migrated and established a camp at Sitka, Alaska. They encountered a wonderland of game from which to gain grand harvests of pelts. Financed by the Tsar, they thrived, reaped many thousands of furs from several species within Alaska, Canada, and Oregon territory. Understandably, hostile Aleut Indians defied the intruders, waged attacks, raids, attempting to fend them off. But the Russians, ruthless in their retribution, pressed on, eventually established an impenetrable fort from which to conduct extensive commerce and satisfy a booming world market. Inevitably, pickings thinned up north, and the Russians sought other lands to harvest, aware that to thrive, they'd have to venture south, colonize, build a fortress from which to continue their pillage. There are always diminishing returns in such genocidal affairs. We experienced sardines by the millions fished clean from Monterey Bay. California's last grizzly now a mirage of the past, and vast herds of plains buffalo slaughtered. Buffalo that within a span of two decades teetered on the precipice of extinction. The Russian occupation at Fort Ross could not remain profitable, for the innocent little otter, which had formerly feared only sharks, were within a few years all but eliminated from the entire length of the Pacific coast. The Tsar had urgent considerations. The northern territories mostly trapped out, competition from the Hudson's Bay Company keen, Europe in a state of political disarray with factions at odds all over the continent. His imperial ambitions curtailed. Officials at Sitka were instructed to put Fort Ross up for sale. They went begging, but had no takers. No other nation nor land baron interested. Finally, they convinced an affable John Sutter to take the property off their hands. It held a fine fort, outbuildings, scores of livestock, valuable provisions and useful implements, building materials, cannons, horses, and acreage that stretched for miles. As I stand 100 yards or so, removed from the replica of Fort Ross, on a considerably misty May afternoon, thinking what tales swirl in damp air, I consider how fate plays a part in this. For Sutter fared no better than the Russians in attempting to maintain a society here. He sent a contingent of hardy pioneers to farm the land, but the land battled them, unwilling to provide sustainable yields along this formidable coast where fog rolls in like a giant ghost and often lingers on for days.